Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to go ahead and call the Senate Health and Social Services Committee to order. The time is 1:30. February 20th, 2013. I'm joined today by Senator Meyer, Senator Kelly, Senator Machiki, Senator Ellis. We have one bill on the agenda today, House Bill 88, Statutory References to Mental Health Retardation. House Bill 88 by Representative Millett regarding statutory references to mental health retardation is up, and this is the first hearing on this bill, but the second hearing on the subject. On February 11th, we heard the Senate companion bill, Senate Bill 39, sponsored by Senator Meyer. At the meeting, we adopted a committee substitute, which is identical to the version of House Bill 88 before the committee today. The intent today is to have the sponsor introduce the bill and then refer to the will of the committee. I don't intend to take public testimony since we already took public testimony in the Senate version of the bill. And if we could have the representative come forward, please. Not quite. Okay, yeah, let's go ahead. You can move that forward. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move CS for House Bill number 88. Version 28-LS0400/N as the working document for the committee.
Seeing no objection, that will be the working document in front of us. Representative, do you want to introduce yourself for the first time in front of the committee this year and tell us what this bill does, please, in brief?
Thank you, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Sharice Millett. I'm House District 24 Representative. Today I'm introducing House Bill 88. It is a statutory change in language only. We are removing every reference in the statute books that has the words mental retardation, and in placement of those words, we're putting intellectual and developmental disabilities. Words like anything else evolve, and mental retardation has become a derogatory term in our day and age, and we feel that at this time, 40 other states have changed their language to reflect this change, as well as the federal government. And we really think of this as a people's first bill, making sure that language is respectful and describes the diagnosis and not used in a derogatory nature. So with this change, we'll be in line with federal statutes, with other state statutes, and we'll make no significant changes at all to any type of service that anybody would receive that this word change affects.
Okay, thank you. Does the committee members have questions on the bill? Seeing none, we have 4-0 physical notes in your packets, 2-0 physical notes from the Department of Health and Social Services, 1-0 physical note from the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, and 1-0 physical note from the Department of Education and Early Development. Public testimony, as mentioned earlier, is closed. Do we have a will of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I would move CS for House Bill number 88 from committee with individual recommendations and attached 0 fiscal notes.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Do we have objection? Seeing no objection, we'll move the bill to the next committee referral. So that concludes the meeting today. There are no additional meetings this week on basis, but we're working with the commissioner on a couple presentations. Hopefully they'll be ready for next week. And we'll start with some presentations on some departmental challenges.
Thank you, Chairman.